is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ice in Sinatra's glass. Let's get a move on. In glitterdom, the 91st Academy Awards. This year, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences dropped host Kevin Hart like a hot rock. Some say they didn't miss a host. I say horse feathers. Why, just think what this news digest would be without a host. See? The job of hosting the 91st Academy Awards was put on ice. Even so, Hollywood brought the heat, with Green Book taking Best Picture, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper lassoing the moon, and Spike Lee making a scene. Attaboy, Oscar! In environmental news, it's ice, ice, Erie! The icy mitt broke with news of the ice tsunami this week. Affiliates in Fort Erie witnessed a first-of-its-kind wall of ice race in from the Niagara River, wreaking havoc up and down the eastern Lake Erie coastline. The natural phenomenon, powered by 80-mile-per-hour gale-force winds and a surplus of surface ice, sent 30-foot-high walls of ice over retaining walls, ripping up roadways and forcing thousands to evacuate. It's crazy! Around the horn, cheers of activists could be heard from Erie's western waters as the Great Lake itself was awarded the same rights as people. That's right, folks. According to Vox News, Ohio voters passed groundbreaking legislation that allows citizens to sue on behalf of the lake when it's being polluted. The Lake Erie Bill of Rights is the first rights-based legislation aimed at protecting a whole U.S. ecosystem. The lake, its tributaries, and the many species that live off it. Ain't that swell? Wait a minute. Wait just a second. This just in, NASA has verified an icy giant hurling through space. SputnikNews.com reports Apophis 99942, a potentially planet-threatening two-mile-wide near-Earth orbit asteroid, was tipped by NASA to have 2.7% chance of colliding with Earth in 2029. That's right. Our space agency repudiated that in 2013, calculating there is to be a mere 150,000 to 1 probability of an impact in the year 2068. Raj thinks that's too close for comfort. No matter the stakes, let's be on the ready.
Dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert. And Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered. Ducked and covered.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you.
Ducked and covered.
Welcome back, winners. In world records, did you know that Marwa Ibrahim now holds the Guinness World Record for most hula hoops twirled simultaneously? This physical phenom twirled a whopping 200 hula hoops at one time. The record was previously held by Paul Dizzy Hips Blair with a mere 132 hoops. Maybe next year, Dizzy Hips. In the meantime, keep twirling, Marwa. 13-year-old soccer pro stuns the globe. Listen, when Raj was 13, he was still playing t-ball in the sandlot. Olivia Moultrie? Holy cow! This 13-year-old girl is now the youngest female soccer player to go pro since signing a Nike deal worth more than the full scholarship she was offered at age 11 by UNC. She kicked off her career in Nike's Crazy Dreams commercial that aired during the Academy Awards with the likes of Serena Williams, Alex Morgan, and Diana Taurasi. You go, girl! Next steps for Moultrie are unclear, since she is now ineligible to play at the collegiate level, and because she can't sign with foreign clubs until she's 18. Wishing the best to this Bearcat! Now for some hep rhythms. All these celebrations of first go nice over ice. Let's raise a glass to all you winners for Bigsby's Beat of the Week, I Got Rhythm, made famous by first-timer Ethel Merman, who stole the show with her rendition of Gershwin's Girl Crazy number.
I'm chipper all the day, happy with my life.
On second thought, let's make it a toast. Pour me a double.
Look at what I've got. I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been news from Retrotome, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.